I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Yeah. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirits, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey, can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Hey, this is comedian Slay Monroe, and welcome to this week's episode of Laugh and Learn with Flame and Bobby Clifford.
Ishii.
Bobby Clifford. Hiya, Toots.
Hi, how are you? Happy Wednesday.
Oh, Bobby, it's been a week. Happy Wednesday. As we on a countdown, this is episode number 49.
Yes, it is. Three more to go.
Woo! We almost to the finish line, Bobby, so we can start all over again. Hello, Flamettes. Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone out there in radio and ear listening and podcast land. Thank you to our wonderful producer, Mr. Aaron Howard. It has been a week, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lot going on. I said a lot going on, and I'm talking about, I don't even want to get into none of my personals. I want to jump right into it because y'all been going crazy about this eclipse. Oh, it's an eclipse. I watch people just, y'all made it like big parties. And I know it was maybe a once in a lifetime event. But girl, I see an eclipse every time I take off my clothes and walk in the bathroom and walk past the mirror. I see my eclipse. And I'm not talking about the front. I'm talking about the back.
Please. I see all the craters and everything in mine, so.
So we really couldn't experience it here, Bobby, in Southern California. We got a little grayness, but you guys over there, y'all got it really good.
We weren't in the path, but if you bought the special glasses, which I did, they were $25 for five on Amazon. When you looked up, I will say, yeah, I even got my miserable sister Teresa out, and she was sort of mesmerized. You put them on. It didn't get really dark. It looked a little dusky, but didn't get dark. You looked up and you could see the bright sun and you could see something that was covering it. In the beginning, it just looked like a little bite was taken out. And by the end, because we only had 92% here of completion, it looked like a little crescent moon. It was cool. It was a cool thing. I'm glad I did it. I forced myself to go out and I can say I was there.
I just didn't want them to start blaming everything on, oh my God, people acting crazy because of the retrograde and the eclipse. I'm like, if people acting crazy, they damn sure acting crazy anyway. It had nothing to do with the sun passing the moon or the moon passing the sun.
It's true.
But anywho, where we at, Bobby? Where we going? What we doing first? What are we talking about?
Okay,
I don't want to start with death. I want to start with pleasant. We'll get to death
later. No, I don't even, we don't even this. So we can move right. So we'll talk. It'll be pleasant and then I won't. So okay. Today is Eid, which is the end of the Islamic holiday, the end of Ramadan. So that's wonderful. It's a time of increased worship and charity and good deeds and sort of like our time up to Christians' time up to Easter. And today would be like a big feast, which is terrific. And they really fast. Like the Catholics, we are the McDonald's of fasting. We can have, one meal and two light snacks, kind of like Slim Fast.
With Ramadan, the Muslims don't have or drink anything.
That's what I'm saying. They really fast.
They're extreme. Yeah, they're extreme. Yeah. Because while it's daylight, they can have nothing to eat. I'm like, I can't even have water?
No, you got to be, and they're so disciplined. I am so not, oh my God, happy. The thing that wasn't happy is, I was seeing on the news that in Philadelphia, there were three shot, five in custody. It was right next to an E celebration. So we don't know who are the people that actually were shot, but supposedly everybody's in custody, which is pretty terrific.
Good God.
I know.
That is terrible. Religion and politics, good God, will shake some things up no matter what identity, nationality, wherever you live. Those are two subjects that are sometimes very taboo to have in mixed company. But prayers to the people that got shot. But yeah, I was looking at the whole, because I was speaking with D-Lay earlier, and the whole Ramadan thing, I'm like you, Bobby, they are serious about it. Oh my God. Oh,
yeah.
And then they pray like 75 times a day on a little mat. I'm like, ooh.
Ooh,
God, get tired of me. I'm like, Allah, get tired of me. Allah be like, okay, I'm tired of talking to you. Leave me alone.
She's bitching about the same thing. That's what I'd get. But no, I hope that nobody involved, because they don't have an actual link. It just happened to be right beside it. So let's hope that there weren't any innocents who were shot. 30 shots, though. I mean, it was quite a lot. And return fire from the police. So we'll get more on that as it comes along.
I would really like to be at one of these Ramadan feast celebrations, because I heard they have the real spree. They have everything.
Oh, my God. They should. I can't even imagine. Not having anything. I'd almost be exhausted. They must like chew twice and go, You know, but from all that, however many days they have of Ramadan, God bless them. So,
Ramadan is a week. I think it's a week. I'm not sure.
I don't know. But you know, now I have to go and look it up. I feel like they suffer more.
You are the research analyst.
It's something, as I'm looking that up though, something that was actually good. It's not good because of what happened, but the East Palestine, Ohio, you know, the train derailment, they actually have a $600 million settlement, for that, as long as the court approves it. And that will resolve all of the different, lawsuits that have come. There are thousands of them within a 20-mile radius, but their poor health.
Yeah, and with that, Bobby, so some people closer in will get, if they win this lawsuit or if they pass this lawsuit, will get money for a certain thing, for health care and for suffering and for their damages to their home or the air. But some people that were further out will only get money for one, like maybe the air quality or something. I saw that, yeah, because if you were closer to it, you ran more risk.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's and you know, but some people aren't going to be happy with that because everybody's going to want the same. And I will tell you, the people that are very close, so forget even what their physical damages are because their medical bills could be huge. Their property values have to be worth nothing because I don't know how long these chemicals will take before they dissolve. So, you know, that's kind of scary. So Ramadan, 30 days, Flame. 30 days they suffer.
30? Girl, that's rent. That's rent. Yep.
That's a lot of days not to eat. I probably should do it for a diet.
I would have to call Allah and Buddha and all them people that's involved in that to be like, let me tell you something. If I'm going to not eat for 30 days, you're going to have to pay my rent next month or my mortgage. I'm just not. It's a trade-off.
Honest to God, I can't even. And somebody else that got their comeuppance were the Crumblies. That is the Ethan Crumbly, yes, who was the Oxford High School student who had shot and killed. They are actually, the parents were held responsible, as we knew. They actually got their time. They're both to serve 10 to 15 years. And we had spoken about it before. I loved how the judge just debased them. Well, I think what got her was that the mother, you know how they can say a speech, so the victims can speak to the parents, and then the parents can come back. The mother she didn't get it. The little snippet that they played on the news, her big news to everybody was, this could happen to you. No, her message should have been, don't let it happen to you. Pay attention to your kids. She still wasn't taking any accountability up to the end.
Bobby, and as a parent, which we both are, I heard that, and I was heartbroken for the whole situation, but I have done my whole due diligence with my children, and I'm not giving this woman or this man a pass whatsoever, but I have done everything I could to teach my kids and show them to go the right way. You really have no control of what your child gonna do, but the problem with that whole situation is they knew that this kid was teeter-totter. The school, they had went to the school that morning and had a meeting with what she did,
right,
with them, and the kid was, and then y'all give him a gun
and don't get caught. Y'all get
exactly what y'all deserve. And then they put both the father and the son, both are in prison and in separate prisons. So I'm
the father and mother.
No. The father and son. The son is still alive.
We know that. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. They didn't put them in prison together. They separated different facilities, which I think is great. Which I think is fantastic because he needs his parents now, but when he really needed them, they weren't there. So now you don't have the luxury of having them.
You know what, Flame? He doesn't. I disagree with that to the point of he doesn't need those parents right now. He needed a good set of parents right now. He wouldn't get anything off of them, and all they would do is sit and look at themselves and how they were victimized themselves. He needs somebody that's actually going to listen to him. If his is any hope of any type of rehabilitation, and I don't think he can even get out. But if he did, he needs some sort of therapy. Not those two dragging him down. So anyway, Crumblies, they got theirs.
Well, since we're talking about bad parenting, let's keep it moving on bad parenting because the Ebony Parker is her name, and I only remember her name because her last name is the same last name as mine.
Right.
In Florida, the 1 year old or the first grader who shot the teacher didn't die. Yeah. They arrested her. They put her in jail because she just did not care either. This was a black woman. The Crumblies were white people. And this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying this to point out they're racist. But people are people. It has nothing to do with the color. Bad people are bad people. Yeah. And good people are good people. And non-caring people are non-caring people. But they arrested her ass and slammed her in jail because this one-year-old boy took a gun to school. And they knew that he had violent tendencies. They had warned her. And she just did not care.
And I'd love to know what he saw in the home that made the violent tendencies. And what did the other one see in the home? I mean, there are some children that are born, there are chemical imbalances, there are all sorts of things that are wrong to begin with. But at such a young age, I'd love to see. And I'm with you, Flame. Assholes come in all colors, shapes, and sizes.
I don't want to know what went on in that home, Bobby, because then we would probably really be mortified on what we did not know on the other side. But I'm hoping that this sets, I'm kind of on the fence about, I hope it sets the precedent for parents on both sides, because now I'm looking at it like some parents really do all they can to make sure that their children are in a good place. And the kids still, like you said, they still turn out to be bad seeds. But so do we hold those parents accountable? Because now how do you differentiate? I was a great parent and my kid turned out messed up, or I was a bad parent and my kid turned out messed up.
You see the effort, right? So one of the easy things that they saw was exactly what you just discussed. The mother was in earlier. She sends a text, don't get caught. That's not a good parent. And the judge even said she wasn't judging it. I would have been judging. But if you have a parent, like I'm super white. My kid complained about feeling sad one day and had his ass in the therapist. If you have a parent that's making an effort and doing everything within their control, then no, they should not be held accountable, because we can't. I mean, we can only do what we can do. I probably went the other way. I think that I overindulged my son trying to help, and I didn't let him solve some of his little problems himself. And that's how we learn coping, is to be knocked down, and how are you actually going to pick yourself up.
I pointed that out to say that because we're facing such racism in this country right now. But I just wanted y'all to see that we are the same people. Some of us just do different things. And that's not to say that we're all bad. There are good people with good parents, great parents. But that was just a messed up situation all the way around. And since we harped on that, Bobby, we're going to stay right in the same subject right now. Here in California, a lady, mental illness, I believe, you know, stabbed her boyfriend and then threw to her 9-year-old and her, I think, 8-month-old out the car on the 405 freeway, which is one of the most dangerous freeways here in California, in Southern California. And the 8-month-old died apparently on impact. The boyfriend died. She crashed the car into a brick wall and killed herself. But the 9-year-old is still alive. And I'm thank God that the 9-year-old is still alive, but still alive to what? What kind of damage has been permanently done to this kid?
Right. It almost would have been better. And trust me, I really don't mean this. It almost would have been better if it had flip-flopped, because the 9-year-old's going to remember everything. They have a memory. The 6-month-old would not have had a memory. You know, like they wouldn't, you know, somehow they could have been spared. Either way, I'm sure that nothing's going to make it better.
Prayers to all involved, the victims, and also, listen, I know I'm growing up, I'm getting older, the victims and also the victimizers, because I hate to see people in chronic pain and hurt, and I just don't know what kind of place you could possibly be in, and I don't ever want to know either. I'm saying this hypothetically, that I would do some harm or cause some bodily injury or harm to my own children, because here's the thing. We are, as parents, we are supposed to cover and protect our children. I don't know where she was at in her mind mentally or what life had did to her. And that's why I said earlier when we talked, you never know, you know, we're quick to say, oh, she was crazy, she was this or this person was that. But you never know what kind of stripes life gives you that you can't handle, because life is going to give you some stripes.
Absolutely. And you were right. 8 months. And the 8 month old, she could have had postpartum depression, Flame.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And had some sort of psychotic break, which is absolutely awful. I hope that the baby died at an impact and somebody didn't run over it.
Well, that's what they said, that the baby died on impact. I hope
thank God.
Because that was tragic. But and speaking as a parent and as a dad, even though I'm transgender, I was with my baby mom, and she went through postpartum. And I never believed that that was real. You know, you would hear that, like, oh, she just don't want to be bothered with no kids. They didn't want to have to be no parent. They didn't want to have no baby. But I witnessed it with my own eyes, and we didn't know what it was. But when we found out what it was, I seen it. So I understand that for women. I've actually physically watched her emotions go 12,000 emotions in 5 minutes, from happy to laughing to crying to sad to depressed to just dark to, it was bonkers, Bobby. And so, yeah, that is, postpartum is definitely a real thing.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, where we going, y'all? Where we going, Bobby Clifford?
So the other thing, of course, now that I have to fly, I'm going to be all nervous, is air safety. Boeing is being investigated, thank God. They had a whistleblower. I think it was an engineer who said that they were cheaping out on some of their planes as they were putting them together. So keep your ears open for a plane. If you hear any cracks or bangs, report it. Hopefully that they'll be able to somehow, though, on this, they'll discover something or be able to repair whatever the existing fleet is and maybe discover, you know, something else that's gone wrong in other planes before they actually go back up into the air.
Yeah. And we've been flying, I've been flying more.
A lot.
That's very scary, Bobby, because you just don't know. Good God.
I mean, you don't. They had a Southwest, which is also a Boeing, that had to return to Denver International after losing an engine cover. I don't know if that keeps out the dust. I know when my car sounded like a truck when the cover on the underneath came off. So I can only imagine what it sounds like on a plane. But the passengers reported it. They, you know, everybody was telling me those airline stewards. I know that's not the right name to call them anymore. That's not PC, but
flight attendants.
There you go. So thank God. I am just looking. Oh God, you know who had a really bad day today was Mike Johnson. late this afternoon, they had his own people had voted down that I think it's FISA, FISA, that Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act bill. That's the bill that allows the U.S. government to collect, without warrants or anything, communications of non-Americans that are located outside the country.
And for those of you all who are listening in, Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. And who killed it was Trump. He feels that they listen into his election, his campaign, which is completely untrue because he's a American citizen that's within the country. They use it to spy on him. So he put it out there on Truth Social to kill the bill, and it was killed. And sort of everything was killed. They didn't get anything accomplished. They were supposed to be talking about aid to Ukraine, and President Zelensky he's adamant that they're going to end up losing the war soon if they don't get some sort of help. I don't know. They're going to have to do something. This is absolutely crazy.
And President Zelensky, I hope that they get the help that they need because he has put up such a fight. He has put up the good fight.
He really has. And he's like, he's there. He's walking the walk. He's not walking around in a beautiful suit. And he is like, you know, right down
and ordering Chick-fil-A. Go on and say it.
Oh my God. I can't even talk about the Chick-fil-A thing. I'm so upset.
Okay, so the backstory about this before we get into that story is Bobby Clifford absolutely loves Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm addicted. I need a 12-step. Hi, my name is Bobby, and I'm looking for a support group.
I like Chick-fil-A, but not every day. Good God. We'll get to that story later, y'all. Just hold on to that. Where are we going next, Bobby C?
Oh, it's warm in here.
So, I don't even know if we might as well go into Trump. His stocks are plummeting. They've been all over the place. It's lowered his value by $1 million. Not that he seems to need it at the current time, although he likes to brag. He wanted to postpone the hush money trial, which is really election interference trial. We just call it hush money. And nope.
So his podcast, not his podcast, so his streaming service tanked.
It's not worth what he thought. He thought he dropped by $1 billion. So he must have been bragging on it. They say that the listenership is not that high. I had the numbers last week, but I didn't put them up again this week. I apologize. I'll put them up for next week. So it's, you know, if you don't have listeners, then you're not bringing in ads and all that jazz. So not that great. I mean, I don't even know what Truth Social looks like. I wouldn't even know where to get it. I guess the App Store. Yeah. No.
Well, he'll just put up an ad or GoFundMe or, you know, sell. He's been selling sneakers and Bibles. Maybe he'll start selling used cups from Chick-fil-A since he was just in Chick-fil-A in Georgia.
I was just going to say, maybe he was applying for a job.
And he ordered 30 milkshakes and chicken sandwiches. And it was in a very African-American area that he went to this Chick-fil-A in. And they had a woman who came up and said that she didn't care what the media said, that we stand behind Trump. And it looked staged. It looked very, and I would, when people would question, well, why would he go to Chick-fil-A? Listen, that was a step up because, you know, he served the football players McDonald's in the White House. So that was technically a step up.
I mean, they did say that day that he was going to be at a fundraising luncheon. Maybe that's where he brought his donors to Chick-fil-A. for a chicken sandwich in, although it would have been delicious, and a milkshake. But it looks like the hush money trial is going to be starting on time. The judge released a questionnaire for jury selection, which I thought was super smart, because then they can start to vet people. And he asks if they're part of any Proud Boys organization or Antifa, anything like that. He is also asking them if they have ever been to any of the former president's rallies. So I think he's trying to, you know, squeeze out the ones that we don't want. And then if they lie, you know, they can come back after them if they answered, if they fibbed on their.
Well, they might as well get ready to come back after them because they're all lying. And now you see, but we got off of Mike Johnson too quick, but did you see that Marjorie Taylor Greene was called to a conference with Mike Johnson because she was the one who was screaming to have him removed as Speaker of the House? He's not my favorite either, but I would, God forbid, I would rather swallow broken glass than agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I would too. I mean, first of all, it would be horrible for the country. We need a speaker. We just spoke 2 seconds ago about Ukraine. We also have aid that needs to go out to the Palestinians, right? We have to get aid to Gaza. I think we need to almost hold off a little bit on Israel to see what Netanyahu is going to do, if he's going to let the aid in easily, and if he's going to take his part and feed these poor people and make sure that they have housing. But we need to be doing something. We can't be without a speaker. I mean, it's unfathomable. It's reckless.
We can't do without a speaker, but we can damn sure do without a Marjorie.
Oh my God. Absolutely. I mean, and I'm not thrilled over, him either. But the one thing that I do know is that he's been trying to work on stuff. You know, I think he would like to even bring the Ukraine, forward. But, you know, he's got those far right people that are screaming about it. But use your head. If we don't help the Ukrainians, we'll end up with the war here, or they'll end up attacking, you know, our foreign interests. No, this is nuts.
Yeah. We're doomed, Bobby. We're in a place, but I'm telling you something right now. When it comes down to this election and where we are and how we stand, I'm going to call on rallying biological women to save us. The only thing that will save this election is women. Women are the ones who stand to risk the most loss in this next election if the orange man wins, because he once already said he liked to grab y'all by the woo-ha. Now he wants to own your woo-ha with this whole abortion thing. And he has flip-flopped and swung his legs and fence-rode the whole time because he was the loud voice and the proud one to scream, "Oh, I put three elected people on the Supreme Court, three conservative judges on the Supreme Court. We overturned Roe versus Wade." But now he's backtracking because he sees that women, he's losing the side of women that was, even the younger demographic that was Team Trump, because now you are trying to tell a woman what she can and cannot do with her body. And I'm telling you right now, Bobby, I need women to pay attention to the flip-flopping and the flim-flamming, because women rallying together, and I'm talking about biological women who can have babies, who have uteruses, can save this country if they band together. Yep, Biden, it might not be your favorite. Biden might not be doing everything that you want him to do, but Biden is not trying to invade your privacy when it comes down to the decision that you want to make about your body on what you want to do. He is not.
No, and he's certainly for reproductive rights. I mean, you know, the big hullabaloo this week was the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that the state is going to adhere to a 160-year-old law that bans abortions.
Yeah.
Except for if you can save the mom's life. Forget about rape. Forget about incest. This is something that was codified back in 1901 before Arizona was even a state in 1912.
Yeah, it was 1864. And Bobby, you made two very pertinent points, but that's what people keep saying, unless it's incest or unless it's rape. How about I'm not ready to be a mother? How about I'm not ready to have a baby because I'm not mentally or in a financial place to take care of it? But then when you have the baby and you're not mentally or physically ready, stuff like what we just talked about earlier with the woman getting rid of her children, you know, or just being a horrible parent. Then none of that is being taken into accountability. It is just either you have it and you deal with it, or or it's our way. That is just not, you're not taking a, some people don't want to be parents. Yes, they had sex. Yes, they made a mistake. Sometimes the contraceptives don't work. The condom breaks or the such and such doesn't work. The IUD. Mm-hmm. So, you know, or the shot just didn't take. Anything could happen. So you're not giving me a choice and I don't want to be a parent. I'm not ready to be a mother. I don't want to have a kid at this time in my life, or I don't ever want to have a kid. But that don't make me, I don't want to feel guilty that I'm not having sex, that I can't, I shouldn't have sex. It's just, it's so many variables to this. But women, if you hear me, the ball is in your court. You got all the aces. I need you to play them. I need you to play the hell out of them too.
I think this will be the Achilles heel for the Republicans, because even the Arizona Attorney General, she vowed that she would never, this is a draconian law, and she will never prosecute anybody for this, because they're telling providers that if they perform this service, they could be, I think it's 2 to 5 years that they could go in prison for.
Yeah, they could lock up the doctors.
That absolutely, they had on, oh my God, I wrote her name down somewhere and I can't find it here. It was a senator from Arizona, and she actually just had an abortion 2 weeks ago. She's had infertility issues. She's had many miscarriages, and she found out that her current pregnancy, that the heartbeat went, and she needed to. So they call it abortion, but it's a DNC. That's also what people are calling it. And so she was very concerned that her provider, had they done this, would face up to 2 to 5 years in prison. You know, it's ridiculous. And then Trump's trying to say that he wants to make it a states issue. Well, you're going to have states that are going to be completely empty if that's the issue. Going to the other states, you know, it's absolutely crazy. You know, the people will be moving. So I'm
telling you now, he wants to go from state to state, but he held his head up high and waved the flag that he was the one who single-handedly, instrumentally pushed to have Roe versus Wade overturned.
So just 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
So it's not like people have to think about it.
Listen, I need y'all to pay attention to what you are facing, because if he changed his mind on that, if y'all put him in office, what else will he change his mind on?
Yeah, and now it's ridiculous. So first he was bragging about that. Now that he's saying Arizona has just gone too far. Please, I can't even. I'm looking. I think that's all for him. He's going to be the Supreme Court's going to hear his arguments, the immunity arguments, on April 25th, and I think that they're saying July. Hopefully that they'll be through. I hope that Jack Smith is like on it like a bonnet, and we'll be able to move as of July, because that's what he's counting on, right?
He is going to lose. I'm saying that today, and I'm manifesting. Mm-hmm. They said during the eclipse, if you manifest something, I'm manifesting that he will not be the president of the United States.
I hope to God not. I hope to God not. But I'll tell you, the guy who I hope is, because he is our choice right now, he just announced Monday about more student debt relief. So I know that a lot of people aren't seeing either their group. They're not hearing the words that President Biden is working for you, but he is. He might not be doing absolutely everything that you want, but he's doing everything that he can get passed through the Congress, Senate, and what he can get done that won't end up going to court by executive order, like he was trying to get student loan the first time, and then of course, he was brought to court over it. So the new proposal, I guess it scales back. It'll give potentially up to $5,000. And then there are, you know, the other side is really unhappy. It's not fair to taxpayers who didn't need it. But that's how a lot of stuff goes. You know, like when we have taxes that are raised for schooling, I don't have any kids that are in school anymore. Why should I have to pay? Because that's how society works.
Yeah.
You know, and what's good, if people have more money to spend, they're going to be stimulating the economy, which is a little up right now. 3.5% it went up because costs for housing, costs for gasoline, costs for groceries are not, they're a little stubborn. They're not coming down. So that's how it sort of works. The other thing President Biden did, and I haven't heard a lot about it, I don't know if you have, Flame, is that he was hosting the prime minister from Japan, Fumio Kishida, I believe, and his wife. as well as for the president of the Philippines, the prime minister of the Philippines, trying to show that we're you know, working together, and that the economy is going going well, blah blah blah. I know that Japan was looking to take over the American steel, big huge American steel company, but that wasn't on the agenda. Usually there are like 12 things on the agenda for when we have these big state dinners and these powwows. But President Biden has actually packed it with 70 things. So hopefully they get a little bit done. Paul Simon's going to be performing at the dinner. That would kind of be nice.
President Biden is on his hustle. He's on his hustle right now.
Yeah, so he's trying to get in whatever he can, too. Elected, but whatever he can get passed on the off chance that he doesn't get in. What can he move? Can you believe they're still talking about impeaching Mayorkas? I guess they've got a few days. They've got until next week to get their articles in order. It just seems so stupid because it's not going to go anywhere. So, I mean, what a waste of taxpayer money.
It's a lot of distractions.
But you just said it. It is a lot of distractions. Everything to distract from what we were supposed to be paying attention, which is the election. Alaska and Wyoming are going to have their caucus, the Democratic caucus this week. So there's no surprise. We know that it'll be Biden. What do you think about the, a lot of the television networks are coming together. They want to see some sort of debate between Biden and Trump. And I think Biden has been putting it off because Trump is notoriously bad and he lies the entire time. I think it would be fruitless, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I think that Biden has the right idea because this generation is, and not just the youth, but a lot of people are really directed by the internet, and they are very indecisive. So Trump's voice is authoritative and is strong, even when he lies. And he pushes the narrative so you will believe what he's saying. So I'm kind of with Biden because if they did go at it, Biden is not going to be rude and disrespectful or loud and obnoxious, but he's going to be factual. But the society that we live in right now don't want factual. They want the antics. They want the foolishness. And that's what they'll believe. So I'm kind of with Biden. I don't think that if he didn't do any of the other debates, because we already know who he is. There's no need for us.
That's right.
To show by Trump, who Trump shows us every single day exactly who he is.
Right. And you're exactly. And I think so too. I wanted to see them the last go around, but now after seeing, it's not going to go anywhere. We're not going to get answers. He's going to talk like bibbity bobbity boo. The sky is blue. No, it's not. It's red. It's just going to be nonsensical. He's just going to throw out catchphrases. You know what it reminds me of is, Alaska Palin. Remember when she was debating, like she talked about pork bellies, like she made no sense. She never answered a question. You always saw the moderator kind of looking at her like, what?
I think Biden, whoever's advising him on this is very savvy with this because it could turn out bad for Biden because Trump already showed when he debated Hillary Clinton that he walked around her and it was very distracting and it was very aggressive.
It was.
And it made the aggressive Americans that believe in Biden and Trump. That's what we should do. This is how you do it. But it was never the right thing. It was just what he did. So yeah, no, absolutely not. If he did not debate with all the other candidates, then he should not debate Biden one-on-one because it's not that I don't think Biden is qualified to handle him, but he's going to be a nightmare. And that is what they want. They want that hostility. Yeah. His followers want that combativeness and that argumentative and that disagreeableness. They thrive on it. They drink that Kool-Aid. Oh my God. That Kool-Aid could not have no sugar. I don't even like orange Kool-Aid.
He was like stalkerish. You know what it reminds me of? It would remind me of a bad wrestling match. You know how one just keeps circling the other one? You're waiting for them to pounce. I don't need the theatrics. I've got enough stress in my life. I don't. He won't come prepared. You know, you can't prepare him because he knows better than everybody else.
Well, so he always goes off topic.
always goes, forget off topic. He goes, he just free ranges. He does whatever he sort of wants. I'm sure his advisors are like having their eyes crossed after, you know, four sentences in.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
But something else that President Biden did that I forgot to mention is we had big environmental stuff this past week. He finalized the first national standard to limit, they call them forever chemicals that are found in our drinking water, nearly half of the drinking water in the U.S., which is a huge breakthrough. This stuff, most of us have 97%, if they test us, of all Americans have these chemicals that are in their body. So to think of all the new little ones that are coming along that won't have any of this because this will actually go away, I absolutely love. They also are, he puts more restrictions on chemical plants. There are 200 chemical plants that have to cut back on toxic pollutants that are linked to cancer, which I think is, which is terrific. You know, and they're chemicals that are used for like rubber and shoes and stuff. So there's purpose for them. But they're going to have to figure out another way. So I sort of like that too.
Yeah.
I like any progress. We already talked about the economy. Oh, you know something I saw? Oh, go ahead. Sorry, honey.
He just is, again, we are in such a crisis in America, ladies and gentlemen. Neither one of these candidates are my favorites. But the option that I have, that I personally have, because yeah. I'm LGBTQIA+, is Joseph Biden. Because if you non-committed and third party, I'm telling y'all splitting the vote and wasting your time and wasting ours. You're wasting the country's time. Yep, I get it. I understand it. I hear you. I see it. But you waited too long. It's the 11th hour. The only person that shows up in the 11th hour is the Lord. Baby, the Lord don't want no part of this. If we wanted a third party, day one when Joe Biden got in office, we should have started pushing to have a third party. We would have 4 years to really push that narrative. But now y'all waiting to really push this. It's just senseless, Bobby. And and I hate that they don't push that you're wasting time and you're wasting that vote. We need those votes.
No, I agree with that. I was looking at when I was doing some research over the past few days, a couple of the newspapers were like, well, who could it be? If it wasn't Biden, who is it? Why talk about it? You know, right. he's already accepted. Why talk? I know that we have to wait to the convention until it's actually legit. But I just feel like it's a waste of time. And I think it's confusing people. I think that they think that they actually can get somebody else in there. I don't think that's a real thing.
That's why I was telling you, Bobby, you have to be decisive now. You have to make decisions for people because the people don't know what – sorry to say that. This generation seems that they don't know what they want until you show it to them.
Yeah.
Which is sad because that is where we are and you have to be decisive. So if you are a leader or you are in a position of authority, that is why they buy what Trump says. Even though Trump is lying and we know because we're seasoned, we understand how the world works – he tells them what he wants them to do, and they do it. The Democrats give you a choice of this. That you have to be decisive with people so that they will make the right decision because they don't know which decision to make.
No, and you got to spell it. It's almost like kindergarten, right? You got to show me. You got to explain all of the reasons. They had, you know how they have a lot of these, Jimmy Kimmel does it all the time. You know, these rovers in the street that will speak to and they'll speak to anything. But lately it's been political stuff. And I have watched them grill Trump backers, the real Trumpicans. We're not talking about, the rest of the GOP or the rest of the Republicans. We're talking about the far, far right. And they gave them a bunch of facts. They were still backing them. There was just a blue collar guy, and the rover was saying, well, you know, he doesn't pay his workers, and he gave like five different instances, and instead of being outraged, she thought about it for a minute, and then all of a sudden he's like, well, they didn't deserve it. They probably didn't deserve that money. And I wanted to say, which I would have backed, well, what if you didn't get paid? What if all of a sudden they decided you did your full work? And you aren't going to get paid. Like they're beyond drunk the Kool-Aid. I just don't understand. And we're not going to move those people. So that's fine. That 30% of his base, that's terrific. It's the rest of the votes that we need, especially those independent votes. So please, people.
Well, Bobby, you just said something miracle. That would be miraculous. You said if he did the work and didn't get paid. First of all, he's never going to do the work.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of someone who didn't do the work, Tesla had to settle a high profile case. But you know that Elon Musk is going right down with he's still backing his robo taxi thing. And you know, the autopilot, so it works sometimes.
If you ever wonder, Elon Musk is a prime example. If you ever wonder what it's like to have so much, too much money and you don't know what to do. Yeah, he would be the face of that because he just got ridiculous money. Why he not vacationing somewhere? Why he not enjoying his life? He is.
Because they want power. But then you have people like, and then they're not perfect, so don't everybody eat my face up, but like the Gates that are setting up all over the country. I mean, not all over the country, all over the world, excuse me. All of these charities and trying to figure out ways to make things better and how to put in drainage and sewage in third world countries and get food to them. Why can't he be doing that? Instead, he's worried about a robo-taxi,
This is where we are, America. And I'm telling you, the decision is not on me and Bobby. Me and Bobby just talking about what you guys talk about. The decision is us and getting it to these polls. November the 4th, it will be get your butts to the polls to make a decision for your life, for your children's life, for your children's children's life. Because I'm telling you right now, it's looking bleak.
It is. But, you know, let's end on something positive. So March Madness, the women won. Not only did they win, not Iowa. I'm blanking. I'm having a brain cramp. South Carolina. They had better viewership. They had 18.9 compared to the men who had 14.7.
And they said a lot of that was brought on by that star athlete, Caitlin Clark. So yes. Hats off to all who brought it to women. First of all, it was a women's college sports team, which is, to get that many viewers is like miraculous. That was miraculous because they love to say that the WNBA and women's sports don't get the coverage that they need. So you see that there is a great interest in women's sports. Now, since you opened this can of worms, Bobby, we're not going to leave without this positive message from
me. No, I know. I figured.
So Dawn Staley, who is the coach of the team from South Carolina, who this was their third consecutive win for college, which was a great accomplishment. This is my problem here. So some reporter asked her out of nowhere, should trans women be involved in women's sports? And she took a big drink of water because you could clearly see that she was uncomfortable with the question. She really did not want to answer the question because they got you. The society has us now to where you're almost afraid to speak against the LGBT community or speak up for it because you just never know which way it's going to go. She took a big drink of water. I think she's a lesbian. And she said that, yes, I think that trans women should be allowed to be in sports. She's getting a lot of backlash for it. But my issue is not even that what her answer was. My issue is that the reporter, out of all these accomplishments, you are taking away the shine from these young girls who just won, who are on a natural high, and you bring them down by asking this question that had, and I get that the question needed to be asked, but not at that time. That was not the time nor the place. My stance has not changed on how I feel about trans athletes competing in sports of a different gender because here it is and here it is plainly to me. This is my opinion. I am a trans woman, but I am not an athlete. We could, as a part of the LGBTQIA plus community, we could come up with a new pronoun every other day. You tell me that we can't band together long enough to put together an organization to create a trans league for our very talented trans athletes because they keep saying, oh, it's not enough. It's not enough. It's enough of y'all making a stink about it. So if it's that many people making a stink about it, it has to be that many athletes that want their own division. That is my stance. That is how I feel, Bobby. Your opinion may be different. And I want to hear it.
No, and I'm sure that that reporter was responding to the NAIA, say that 10 times fast, their new stance that they don't want them to compete, trans women to compete with biological women. So I'm sure that since that topic was hot on the press, that they probably wanted that. No, I'm with you. I think you're putting forward a great solution. I know that there might not be as many athletes as there will be for biological women, but I think there'd be enough if you did it throughout the country.
And Bobby, I don't mean to cut you off. Everything has to grow. If you plant a seed in the ground, it has to grow and to become something else. So when the Special Needs Olympics started, it was small. When the WNBA started, there were small leagues. Excuse me. When the paraplegic started, it was small, but it grew into something. Start it and allow it to grow because trans people are coming out more and more each and every day. And I'm sure a lot of them want to participate in sports, but they want to be in an arena where they feel safe, where they feel welcome, right, where they feel seen, where it's good competition and healthy competition. So let's just plant that seed now and allow it to grow as opposed to taking my weeds and putting it in your rose garden, destroying your rose garden. That is not what we want you to do.
No, I agree with that. I mean, Eunice Shriver started the Special Olympics in her backyard, Flame. That's how small it was in the beginning. It is worldwide. So maybe you each high school doesn't have their own teams put together. But why can't you do it by county? So I live in Middlesex County. Middlesex County would have their own 40 kids that would get together and go against Essex or go against Suffolk. And it's not going to be perfect in the beginning, but I want the kids to be safe too. I want the biological girls to be safe. And I want the trans girls to be a safe. Yep. I want them to be safe too. I don't want someone going too hard.
Create an environment to where I would feel safe as a trans athlete running against another trans girl, because the people who came to see me know exactly what they came to see and support. Not the hazing, not the hate, not the booing, because they're already under scrutiny and already on the defense about living their life as a trans person. So now I got to have this double hurdle. So no, make a safe environment for them to compete healthy and happy, mm-hmm. and make it a sport. But this is a crisis that we are at, and it's going to be a topic. And I think my personal opinion, and I've said this and I'll say this again publicly, is that I think to show good faith and to bridge the gap between trans athletes and biological athletes is for Caitlyn Jenner, who was mm-hmm. given the ESPY Award for Woman of the Year because when she was Bruce and she was on the Wheaties box, I don't remember them giving her Athlete of the Year. If she was to give that back in good faith and say, you know what, thank you, but let's change this to Trans Woman of the Year and allow Women of the Year to have their lane and create a lane for Trans Athletes of the Year. I think that would just say, hey, we hear you. We have come to the table to do just what you do. You guys want to invite us in. We want to come in on this term, and everybody should seem to be happy. But I don't know if that's ever going to happen, Bobby. I just don't.
I don't. But I hope, I want people to keep an open mind. You know, I don't think you're saying to take away from anybody. And I don't know. That's definitely not what I want. I want the athletes to be able to compete. I mean, because it's in their blood. But I want everybody to stay safe. I want as I said, the biological girls to be able to stay safe physically. I want the trans girls to be able to stay safe mentally and not feel like they're being put out or ostracized or whatever. I think it's such a tough subject, because if someone doesn't get off the pot and do something soon, you know, some of these kids are missing out, and I don't think that's fair.
And again, if you are unsure about who you want to vote for in this next election because you don't like either one of the candidates, but you feel responsible as an American to vote, please vote for me. Please vote for me. If you don't understand what that means vote for Joseph Biden, because Joseph Biden not only sees and hears but respects the LGBTQIA+ community. I know y'all might think, well, he ain't doing this and he ain't doing that. If you have anybody affiliated in your life that is part of the community, Joe Biden is part of that, because I'm telling you right now, the orange man on a different mission, and I can't say publicly what it is, but I believe that he is on a different mission. All right, let me get off of that. Let me get off my soapbox. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. The 22nd, less than 2 weeks from today, on Monday, April 22nd, I and Bobby Clifford will both be on the Sherry Shepherd Show. I'm the featured comedian on the show for the Laugh Lounge. It's her big birthday show, so it's going to be a big deal. I'm going to have them acknowledge Bobby, because that is my partner on Laugh and Learn, and we are 3 episodes away from season 4. Woohoo! Thank you, iHeart. Thank you, Black Effect Network. Thank you, Aaron Howard. Thank you, Charlemagne the God and Dolly Bishop. And later that day, I'm doing a pop-up show at Comedy in Harlem, which will be a live love lounge and a Q&A and a whole bunch of other stuff. We got a very special guest coming who used to have a talk show. I can't tell you her name, but be there to find out. All the information is on one of my websites. Secondly, I am so elated to say that I got my original Instagram page back. Monroe Flame, we are back. Yay! So follow me on Instagram at Monroe Flame. Maybe I do a love lounge tonight to really invite y'all back, since it's such a beautiful day in California. Thirdly, April 26th and 27th, I'll be in Killeen, Texas at the Twice as Funny Comedy Club. May 10th is the big showcase for Netflix is a Joke. I'm going to show my new hour. And if they don't pick me up by that Monday the 13th, I'm going to start a GoFundMe on that Tuesday the 14th to produce my own damn 1 hour special. June the 30th, I will be in Chicago for Urban Pride. And July 19th and 20th, I will be at the Uptown Comedy Club in Atlanta, Georgia. Go to my website, check out everything. But the biggest thing coming up is the Sherry Shepherd Show, April 22nd. Oh, and April 23rd, I'm doing the Breakfast Club again. Ooh.
Yay.
Let's see how many views we get out of this one. It'll be my first time meeting Jess Hilarious, and I'm looking forward to that. So y'all tune in and listen. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Flame Monroe and Instagram at Monroe Flame. And where can we find you at, Bobby Clifford?
Oh, I just hang around the same places. So Clifford Bobby on Instagram, and on Facebook, Bobby Clifford.
Yes. And thank you guys so much. Listen, we are on our way to season 4. Thank you, Aaron Howard, our producer. We appreciate you here. We see you, we hear you, and we adore you. And we will catch you next week, because I'll tell you what, here at Laugh and Learn, the motto has not changed and will never change. Here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind. Because why, Bobby?
Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And a vote for the wrong party is an even worse thing to waste. So vote right. Thank you so much. We will talk to you next week. Bye, Aaron. Bye, Bobby. Flamettes, we out. Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame of Roe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.